Hello everyone, welcome to my sessions. So this is a very colorful session, so everyone can be somehow release their mind from coding, but I will also show some of the code because we indeed have already uploaded all our code on the GitHub, so you could also get further information after the presentations. Hi everyone, my name is Jaywen Chang, and I come from Taiwan, and currently I'm working in Harvard City University of Hamburg as a scientific associate, and today my topic will be about Aufgabe-orientierte Datenklassifikation und Gestaltung von Koryphäenkarten. So in English is task-oriented data classification and design of Koryphäen maps. So we have a GitHub website. If you are interested in our algorithm, you could just download the script and run on your own data set. And good to mention that this project was founded by DFG. And it has not only just a work package of local extreme values, but also we need to focus on the data classification method about the cluster and also the hotspot and cold stop analysis. Okay, so this is the goal of the project. First, we wanted to have a new data classification method to preserve of the every local extreme value that we can find in the maps. So in theory, if, for example, we have 1,000 data composed of polygons, shape files, so maybe it has hundreds of local extreme value that include in the regional of the maximum and also minimum values that we can expect it. The extreme cases is we can generate 100 classes of it so that it can be every polygon individual can be separated. But we have a more automatic way to automatically separate all these local extreme values. And as you can know that no matter which kind of software package you use, there might be some commercial softwares that can provide some ready-to-use data classification method, such as equal intervals, quantile, yanks. It's also called natural breaks, and also some geometrical intervals, standard deviation, and QGIS. It also provided pretty breaks. So here is an example. What am I really talking about is, in different of data classification methods, especially showed on the polygon data set, no matter which kind of color stream that you used, it sometimes can show really different result. For example, here I use a polygon data set that shows in a city of Berlin that has showed, for example, how many percentage of workers that is located in the city, like where is the people really live that currently is working. So you can see from this map, the area that shows in red, that it has a higher percentage of working age people populations, and the area shows in blue, that is more like people already get retired or not currently working. So you can see on the left-hand side, it is a quantile classifications that shows more red parcels in the map. And on the right-hand side, it is equal interval that can also show various different things. So back to the very beginnings, it is the user decisions, like which kind of classification method I wanted to use, and also what kind of color I want to show on the map. Of course, everything can be done manually, that you wanted to highlight maybe a polygon here, but not somewhere here. So like in the middle, there's a local minimum value. So that I will also give a further talks about how to do the classification automatically. So here is a zoom-in example of how the local extreme values were not preserved. So here you can see that a central value of 1.83, which is a local maximum, that were categorized into the same classes as one of its neighbors, which has a value of 0.27. Because you could see from the map, it is the class breaks, like where the class breaks were placed, then the result will be shown accordingly. And here is the, our methodology. The first step is we want to search where is the neighbors and where is the local extreme values. For example, I have a local extreme value here. It's called, it is the local maximum with a value of 17.69. And I wanted to identify all its neighbors and store it somewhere in the database. so that I also pay especially attention to one of its closest neighbor. What do we define as closest here is it has the closest values from of its neighbors. So for example, this all the surroundings, value of 7.52 is the closest one. So this differences, and also this data set of its origin value will be also preserved in our databases during the algorithms. And this method was implemented completely in open source, so it also used Anaconda and also Fiona, Shapy R-Tree, Spatial Index to speed up all the searching steps. So this is the first step that I want to know where the local stream. And then I plotted each local stream, only one segment on the X and Y diagram. So here is a local stream value, which has a value of over 5,000. And it has its closest neighbor here around 4,300 and so on. So you can imagine that, for example, if there is 100 of local stream values in the data set, there will be 100 segments plotted in this plot. So here is how it seems like. It's just a data set as an example. It can be any data. And then the second step is I will do a plan swipe algorithm from the global minimum to the global maximum. Like, of course, the user can define how was the swap intervals, like how the line segment, I'm talking about the vertical one, which shows in yellow, it will be swapped from the left to the right. So that the algorithm will also calculate it automatically how many intersect it happens to this diagram. So in theory, the more intersect of the total counts, it should be the breaks that we wanted to place, because we just place one break and it can separate all the surroundings. So after the first break were placed, we wanted to remove all those segments which has been intersected to the first break. This is just for not repeating swaps for the segment that already be separated or identified, so that there are less segments left. So we could perform the second swap. Then we also find the second break, which has value of 3,000. And then we will iterate the whole process until the desire of the class is to be all identified. So for this is the whole implemented diagram that from the left. It's any polygon shape file can be used in this method. Then the algorithm will do the first part is the multi-part to single-part polygons so that only one pair of the relationship can be preserved. And then also the neighbor search and all location value identifications. Then they have two individual tables, which has been illustrated earlier. And then I will also do the table joining within the database that one local stream value only has one pair of the closest neighbors. So this is the step that I have been talking about. Then I have only one table left to do the plotting. So here is plot segments, count the intersections, and the intersection counts will also be preserved, and it will also be shown in the result. And then there will be two tables generated. One is intersect table, let's store which value has how many intersection counts. The second is output CSV value that has a global view of what is the value and also what is the intersects, where is the intersects happened. So the whole process will be iterated. For example, if you wanted 10 classes as a result, then it will be 9 breaks, then the process will be iterated 9 times. So here are the results. Before we go into the visualization, I would like to show you the code. So maybe they are developing here that is more interested in something that can run. Okay, now I want to show you just the prototype of the script. Just one plug segment part. So here is the iterate part. I wanted the data to have 5 output. Five classes as an output. So now it's performing the swap. And now I have a dialogue plugged that shows, okay, here is the city of Hamburg, that how many districts need to be monitored the most, because we have a map that shows the deprived index. I will show you later, but this is the algorithm that shows in here. So you can see that, for example, here is 150 polygons that is local maximum and minimum, so that I have every of the relationship plotted here. So the diagram in the slide, it was 90 degrees flipped, so that the horizontal swap were from the minimum to the maximum, or the other way around. It's also okay. Okay, so I close the plot. It will also iterate the second, but I will just let it stop. So here is the result. As I mentioned, the city of Hamburg, it has open data that shows where is the area that need to be monitored the most, that which is released every year, and this shows the map of from average deprived index of year 2012 to 2015. So for example, the red area, that is the value has relatively higher, that it needs to be monitored. Maybe there are more people who is not working and also apply for the hot sphere, or they have more children which has single parents, or the children that they are needed to be taken care of by the social workers. They have this kind of data set. So that this is data that can be very suitable for us, that because we want every polygon that to be preserved. And you can see that from here, the result shows quite significantly the aqua method, this map in the middle, that shows the highest of preserve rate among all the data classification methods. So like equal interval on the very right button part, it has the poorest classification result. You can see the data diagram that plotted the whole histogram of the original data, that where the breaks of aqua were generated. So you could, of course, also compare this result to the others. Here on the map, I also overlaid where the local Eugene value is, with the red one is the maximum and the blue one is the minimum. But it is somehow quite difficult to evaluate how the impact of our new method and the traditional one. So we go another way that I will talk about it later, that we could calculate how the evaluation to be done. Here is a zoom-in example. The aqua method, it has preserved the local maximum and also local minimum, both of them perfectly preserved. The equal interval is not preserved very well of the local maximum. Natural breaks, it preserves the local maximum, but not the local minimum. And quantile also not preserves both of them. So it depends on your data set, basically. Here is the preserve rate of this data set, that how many of the classes, for example, from the only one classes, then how many of the local extreme were preserved. So like we could draw a line segment, like with the increasing number of the total classes, like how the preserve rate changes. So you can see from here, the orange one is our aqua method. No matter relatively slower amount of the classes or bigger amount of classes, it all has the best preserve rate. Okay, so this is another data set that shows how is the SPD vote percentage in the city of Hamburg that from the last year election result. This data set shows more diverse because people doesn't necessarily gathering together where they vote. So it's also an example because we wanted to test through different data set to see how is the impact among the data of the structure itself. And here's the SPD result. So you can see from here that because SPD election result from this example, they have relatively lower total of the number counts, and it has more significant result when it has relatively lower number of classes. And here is also a very good example. It shows the year of 2017 of only 1 month in July, where is the, how is the rainfall distribution in the whole Germany. So we collect the data from the Wetterdienst of Germany, and it's a point-based of the statistical data set, so we display it on the point databases, and then we display everything on the map, then we do interpolation into raster, and then we also calculate it by each polygon of the district to see what is the average value of this raster data set. It's called zonal statistics, so that we could show all the rainfall data set based on the polygon, because the method is implemented mainly for polygon data sets. So you could also see from here that the quantile classification result, it has more local maximum, and they show possibly different. And here is also a rainfall data set evaluation curve. And how the evaluation done, it is done by automatically stripped. First, we reclasses by the new breaks with a script, like for example, we already erase all the original data into class numbers. So that here you have, from Aqua method, it has a value of 4 reclass result. And then you do a dissolve so that these two were merged. So when you select by the location with the completely identicals, then you can see that this Aqua method will preserve and this is, will not be selected. So the whole process can be done automatically. Okay, back to the data itself. We have tested through 5 data sets. The more are coming, and it is the statistics of attribute of the data. Here you just need to pay attention of the standard deviation, for example, because standard deviation is a very dangerous statistical index. It can also be influenced by the data range of itself. So we have to compare it with how is the data distributed, that see how the Aqua method can be influenced on different of the statistic data set. And here is the number of classes where the all data of all the local extreme be preserved. So you could see that with a class number of 37 of the first map, that all the 271 of the local extreme can be preserved. And this is the percentage of how many of the classes can be preserved among all the data set. So this project is finishing the first work packages so that more are coming. First, we wanted to see how the user looking on different maps and where is the popular will be concentrated or paying attention to, and how their eyeball will be moved. So this is the, we will also make an evaluation of this with eye tracking devices. And then the further implementation that, of course, we already have a plugin created on GitHub. And also, I will also include this method into the QGIS plugin, of course, so that everyone can easily to use with a GUI and so on. So here are the references. And yeah, I guess this is my presentation today. If you have any question, you could always email me or report any issues on the GitHub. Will be welcomed. Thank you.
Ja, herzlichen Dank, Ariel. Sind Fragen? Are there any questions? Who of you been using QGIS in a similar context? Okay. And so what is your experience? Well, okay. There are two, yeah.
Okay, thanks for the talk. It's I think it's important to, especially with choropleth leaf maps, because they're so suggestive. And it all depends on the kind of method you use, and this was really clear by the visualizations. I think it has something to do with like ethics of plotting, I would call it. So that actually the plotter itself has to ask himself, because it really happens often that people just map out what they actually want to tell, so they have the story to tell in advance, and then they actually make their breaks. So it's nice to have another method that is apparently well documented academically, so thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, the data classification method itself can be also misleading. For example, what kind of classification you choose, and then the map shows hotspot with a cluster, for example, but maybe some of the value itself within the list cluster is not really hotspot. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been searching exactly this tool for ArcGIS.
And cool. In ArcGIS, but unfortunately it's not in ArcGIS.
So I'm really glad to find something for QGIS. And okay. Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. I would like to show just one little bit how to run this script on the GitHub. After you download the data set, then there will be a Python script called class_aqua.py. And you could just easily type -h and then show the help. So that, for example, I wanted to have one data shift file to be given, and also this is the field name that I wanted to do the classification, and also I can give 10 classes as a result, and also 0.2 is a swap interval. So they have 4 parameters can be given here. So that after it runs, currently it runs the multipart to single part, it basically copy all the attribute table to the new polygons, and then it was automatically put up what is the breaking value and where it is. So the user currently, they could just manually given by the new breaks that be generated here. It's still not implemented completely automatically, like you could just get all the color ramps and also load it in the QGIS, but after the plugin were developed, I think it is possible. Yeah.
Good. Vielen Dank. Ah, there. Kommt Mikrofon, kommt gleich, wir brauchen.
Just quick, what was the 0.2 parameter?
This is the swap interval. For example, this example is the departure index of the handbook, the first result map I showed, and it has a value which from -18 to 20, so it has a bigger range. And I defined 0.2 from the local minimum, from the global maximum swap to the global minimum, so that every 0.2 will be exempt. And also, so basically how the bigger interval you gave, the algorithm run faster, but maybe the result will be not so ideal as the relatively smaller intervals. Yeah. But you could try it out. I think it's fine.